Hello, everyone. It's time for North Shore High School football on MSONewsSports.com. And tonight, in the rain at Manning Field in Lynn, the Lynn Classical Rams are playing host to the Peabody Tanners. Kickoff coming up in just about 15 minutes or so here on MSONewsSports.com. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by the Daily Item of Lynn and ItemLive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. The Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. They're on the Linway in Lynn. Columbia Insurance, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance. Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Gloria Food Store, conveniently located in Beverly, consistently Beverly's number one deli. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years at Chestnut Street in Lynn, harringtontrophy.com. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969 at 84 High Street in Danvers. By Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor, Honeydew Donuts. Sylvan Street Grill, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And you can catch tomorrow's Beverly Marblehead game live on the TV at Sylvan Street Grill, as well as maybe on your own device, whether it be your iPhone, your iPad, or your home computer, whatever. Catch it right here tomorrow here on MSO News Sports. But tonight, it's a radio game here on Channel A. It is Peabody versus Lynn Classical. Classical coming in here, no wins, four losses, 0-1 in Northeastern Conference North play. Peabody 1-3 overall, 0-2 in league play. They lost to Marblehead last week, 34-14, despite a 200-yard performance by Doug Santos, who had a touchdown. Lynn Classical lost to Danvers, 25-0. They were hanging in there till the half. Matt Loria completed 16 passes for the Rams. But the story with Lynn Classical, they just have not gotten that offense going. And that's what they're going to have to try to do tonight in the rain here at Manning Field in Lynn. We've got both coaches coming up, Mark Betancourt from Peabody High School and Tim Phelps from Lynn Classical High School, here in our pregame show as we roll on from Manning Field and Lynn on this Friday night. And again, live coverage tomorrow of the Beverly Marblehead game, noon kickoff, live streaming video. Marty Smith joining me for that broadcast right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. We are joined by Peabody High head football coach Mark Betancourt, and coach headed over to Lynn on Friday night to take on Lynn Classical, and I guess some assessment as you're kind of regrouping off of last weekend and getting ready for this game this week.
Well, we're grouping off the last couple of weeks. You know, sitting at 1-1, we felt pretty good about ourselves. Sitting here 1-3, we're not feeling real good about ourselves. So this week is going to be a very big week for us to see if we can shake off the mistakes that we've made in the last couple of games and right the ship.
So tell us about what is the focus then as far as a coach is concerned. What area of the game are you working the hardest on or focused on if you were to pick the first one or two, three areas that you're focused on?
Well, offensively, the biggest thing's been our offensive line, getting them on the same page, getting them to feel comfortable, not just with their jobs, but working together. Defensively, you know, working on getting stops on third down. The last couple of games, we've had teams in third and middle, third and long situations, and they've been able to convert and keep drives going. That's been our focus so far this week in practice, and it's going to continue to be the focus for the rest of the season, getting off the field when we have chances to get off the field.
Now, do you make changes in schemes and things defensively or offensively when you want to kind of direct or correct a few things?
Absolutely. We'll look at some different things that we can do, different coverages that we can do. But for the most part, for us, it's a lot of it is mentality, the mentality that you have to have on third and long, the mentality that you have to have on fourth and short on offense, getting a chip on your shoulder. That's kind of the toughness that we're trying to look for and find in our kids. And in practice, you know, we're trying to put them in tough situations so that they get used to being challenged. So when we go out there against the, you know, Lynn Classical on Friday night, that we've challenged them all week in practice, so they're ready to take on a challenge on Friday night.
If you were to single out a handful of players that you felt have done well from week to week for you, who might they be?
I would say on the offensive line, our two guards, Marcus Gutierrez and Chris Goggin, have done an excellent job of getting the middle open for us, for Santos. Eric DeMeo, our fullback, has done an excellent job of reading defenses and finding the right guys to block to you know, help us get, you know, positive yardage every time we hand the ball off. Ugi Okinawa has done a nice job of spelling Santos when he's not getting the ball and keeping the teams somewhat from being able to just solely focus on Doug to get him the ball in some space and let him do some things with his legs.
Let me ask you about that. That's a question I kind of have. Teams focus on Doug Santos. There's no doubt about it. And how have you dealt with that, or how are teams approach that?
Well, what we try to do is we try to force Doug and make them stop Doug. And, you know, in times that they're able to stop Doug, that's when we try to use him almost as a decoy and do some misdirection things, some counters, some reverses, and put the ball in the air and get the ball in some different people's hands.
As far as X's and O's against Classical this week, what kind of a game are you expecting?
Well, you know, Lynn Classical is traditionally a very tough team. If you look at the times that we played, 2 years ago they destroyed us. Last year we had a pretty good game against them. So yeah, this is kind of the rubber match here between the two teams. I think both teams right now are searching for an identity. Neither one of us have come out of the gates real fast here. And this is the part of the season where you got to kind of make a decision which way your season's going to go. You know, they win this game, they're 1-4. We win this game, you know, we're 2-3. You know, this is really the kind of the midpoint of the season where you set to figure out who's going in what direction. And I don't think either one of our teams, if you ask Coach Phelps, neither one of us are going in the direction we want us to go in. This would be a game to help us maybe push us in the right direction.
Gotcha. Last question, maybe looking around the rest of the division. I mean, Marblehead and Beverly are playing this weekend. I mean, not that you comment on other games and so on, but what's your take on this league so far and looking at the results so far?
Well, I was very impressed with Beverly's toughness. They have such an arsenal of running backs. I think Marblehead has got their hands full trying to slow down that group of running backs that they have. They all run the ball well. They're very unselfish. They block for each other. Beverly on the other side, I liked Marblehead's quarterback. Very composed. He can run the ball as well as throw the ball. He's got some kids who can catch the ball, and their line, for the most part, protects them and gives them time to throw the ball. So that should be an interesting matchup.
Mark, always good talking with you. Thanks for your time, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Okay. That's Peabody High football coach Mark Betancourt on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Joining us, Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, playing host to Peabody this Friday night at Manning Field. And, Tim, maybe some assessment on where you guys are at. I mean, obviously struggling with the wins, but, you know, what's the update?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at us, we're trying to get healthier. I mean, we're a little banged up. We were down to our fifth and sixth tackle at last week. So hopefully we can get some of those guys back. We have some of our skill guys back. Despite that, I thought our defense played pretty well on Saturday against Danvers. So, you know, Danvers is a good team, well coached. They've been scoring a lot of points at times. So I thought you know, we played relatively tough against them. Played hard till the end, but it's, you know, offensively is a big, it's a big concern at this point. We haven't been able to score many touchdowns at all year. So we really have to make some adjustments and you know, make some big plays.
Yeah. What kind of? I know you're not going to tell me those adjustments right now. I mean, I can try, but I know better. But I mean, you know, passing, running. I mean, obviously, it's a combination of things that you just got to get better at each one of those.
Sure. I mean, running the ball, we haven't been consistent with that all year, and unfortunately, I mean, we do want to run the ball considerably. So if we can't do that, we've moved some guys around. We've put some guys in different spots that we know can play. So hopefully, if they can come if we can get those guys to play a little hotter and go from there. I mean, passing wise, our short game is fine. I mean, there's nothing really to change with the short game. It's the deep game that we haven't had a ton of success with.
What about your skill guys? You mentioned injuries, so who's coming back this week then for you?
So our top two running backs are back, Danny Maria and Marcus Rivera. They'll be back this week. We actually had to move some receivers in, and you know, we have a lot of moving parts. We're still a little banged up. Looks like a guy who played last week, James Kimmer, might be out as we speak, by the way.
Happened live here on MSO News Sports.
We're looking at him right now. He's a tough kid, so hopefully he can come back from it. But, you know, we lost one of our receivers, James Eldred, last week to a concussion. So it's like when it rains, it pours sometimes. But, you know, that's why you have a program. That's why you have 80 guys out here, and hopefully we can find some guys to fill in and find the right combination to get some things going.
Well, looking around the North Shore and in the league, what do you think are the stories from this NEC Large this year?
I think it's a pretty strong conference. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily you know, put us in there yet until we can actually do something. But Danvers looked pretty good. I mean, Peabody looks pretty good from what I can see. I haven't, you know, Marblehead and Beverly are down the road. I mean, there's certainly some strong contenders, I think, in the whole area. I think overall it's a strong conference, and it's nice to see. A lot of programs have some success. I wish we had a little more at this point, but you know, overall, the conference is strong, I think.
Well, it's clearly, you look at Marblehead and Beverly, they're playing each other this weekend, but Beverly's been running up some big scores on everyone they've played, it seems like. But Marblehead's, you know, this looks like a key matchup this week.
Sure. I would say that most people probably circled this matchup beforehand, and so that leaves us room to you know, play them afterwards, and we'll see how we do there. But right now, you know, we have to focus on ourselves, obviously. I mean, being 0-4 at this point, we have to really get going a little bit and see what happens.
All right, Coach, anything else to share with us?
Go Rams.
All right, Coach, that's Coach Tim Phelps with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Live now at Manning Field in Lynn, getting ready for the kickoff. Starting a few minutes early here in the rain, ground ball kickoff from Laguerre of Classical down to the 32 of Peabody, where they cover it up without a return. No return on that kickoff. Kind of a ground ball kickoff right to left here. Lynn Classical getting underway here tonight with the gold helmets, the green shirts, the gold pants. Defending to our right, Peabody with the away whites, the white helmets, the blue numerals, white shirts and pants here. For tonight's game, I'm Bill Newell, and sitting alongside tonight is Matt Williams from the Salem News. Matt, great to see you. Great to have you with us tonight.
Always good to see you here at Manning. Great night for football to be inside, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Peabody High School comes out. Matt D'Amato, the junior quarterback. A tight look here with an eye formation behind him. He is right behind center. David Pence, the junior center. Hand off to the tailback. Santos to the 36. Yes. So they start this at their 32-yard line.
Give him about four, I'd say.
Yeah.
Guessing we'll see a healthy diet of that tonight.
Santos out of the tailback spot. David Pence on the offensive line with Mark Gutierrez, Chris Goggin, and Dan Heredia and Dan Smith. That would be three juniors and two seniors on that offensive line for Coach Mark Betancourt of Peabody High School. Make it a second down and six. And this time they slam a run off to the left side out near the 39, which will be good for maybe three more yards.
Looks like Jake Doherty on that one, the junior playing that flanker spot. I know they want to get him a little more involved tonight.
Yeah, Doherty's a junior, so he gets about 3 yards, setting up a third down and three for Peabody as they push the ball out close to the 40-yard line, working left to right. Eric DeMeo, sophomore, sees fullback action. Doug Santos, the big running back, 200 yards a week ago. Senior, Ugi Ukunawa and Jake Doherty see action at that wingback spot. They give it to Santos straight ahead. They meet him, and he doesn't get the first down as he's stopped without a gain.
Yeah, looks like he's short.
Yeah, he might have got 1 yard on. Oh, no, they put him right at the 40. That's almost a 1 yard gain, though,
yeah,
I guess.
About, yeah, there wasn't much room there in the middle.
And so Peabody will punt. Jaquiel Brown back deep in punt return coverage for Classical High School. So the Ram defense gets an important early stop here in tonight's game. Just underway, first quarter at Manning Field and Lynn. So we got punting here. Is that DeSantos? Right foot goes into the ball, and it comes down, lands, and failed it on the hop at the 17-yard line by Brown. He rushes up to the 25, but he's hit down just about at the 28-yard line. Maybe that's 18 on the punt. Rainier Alvarez, the junior. So Jaquiel Brown on the return for Classical. They get the football. First time tonight. They do not give him the 30. They can push him back at the 28. DeMeo credited with the tackle. First down, Lynn Classical. Set their offense for you. Danny Rose at center. Anthony Botano and Javier Delgado are the guards. Miguel Soto and Renzo Papaterra are the tackles. The quarterback is Matt Loria. 6 foot, 205-pound junior. Handoff on first down. And it is a gain of maybe 2 to 3 yards. It is Danny Maria, the senior, the ball carrier. He's 5 foot 10, 205 pounds. What do you give him, 2 or 3, Matt?
Well, looks like it's on the, it's up ahead of the 30, so we'll give him 3.
Yeah, I like it. Yep. Well, though, that's where the chain, the stake was. The football's nosing back at the 30.
Yep.
No good deed. Now it's Classical with two receivers, one far side left, one far side, two far side right, and I think it's the keeper for Laureus.
Yeah, it looks
off
like
the
a
left side up to the 33.
Little option read. He saw more room to his left and found a couple.
Dan Theodora, the senior D lineman, with the tackle. Also in that backfield, Marcus Rivera, James, David Barnard, wideouts or other tight end positions, Shaquiel Brown, Melvin Nieves, Chandler Laguerre, and Ishmael Johnson. Defensively up front for Peabody High School, Dan Theodora, Cam Powers, and Randy Ramos. We'll set that linebackers and beyond for you in just a moment here. Here's an important third down at about 5 for Peabody. A pass over on the left for Laguerre, incomplete, broken up there by Cedric Gutierrez, the junior. So Francisco Mendoza, Eric DeMeo, Frank Falco at linebackers, and then further on back, Gutierrez on the near side left here, Jake Doherty, Ugi Okinawa, and Cam Cordero and John Vellani. So it's an incomplete pass on third down, setting up a fourth down and 6 for Classical. And Brown will punt. Snap comes high to him. He fields it at the 19. Right foot goes into the ball, and he nails this punt. Fielded without a return at the 37-yard line of Peabody. That's where they will start. So each team without a first down here and two exchanges here. We're here on MSONewsSports.com. We'll be back with more just ahead.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Back live here on first down from the 37-yard line. The handoff is to the fullback DeMeo. The sophomore bowls straight up over midfield all the way down into the end zone for an unscathed, untouched touchdown for Peabody High School. So a 63-yard. Yeah. Ooh. 1 play drive. First quarter. 7:24 to play, first quarter. The run by DeMeo. Classical defense looked strong on that first possession, but that was just a fullback. I don't know what, a fullback trap or whatever. Here's the point after kick attempt to the uprights to our right. Snap is down. The kick is up. Looks strong enough, and it is good.
A little different look there. They kind of spread them out and were thinking it might be like a bubble screen or something like that. Left the middle of the field wide open, and DeMeo just went the distance.
Ooh. And I think that's DeStefano. Jake DeStefano with a point after kick.
I thought it was D'Amato.
Oh, D'Amato. Okay,
yeah,
DeMeo.
One.
Okay. Yeah, D'Amato.
Yeah.
Matt D'Amato. Okay.
Well, he's been their kicker the previous weeks anyway.
Okay.
I don't know that much.
Could be. I'm trying to think. All right, so that the point after kick is good. Don't forget to catch North Shore Sports Night Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, the North Shore Sports Talk Show. During the football season, it is loaded up with football guests, coaches, players, and so on. And however, this Monday night is Columbus Day, and there is no show this Monday, so they're back 1 week from this Monday. Been up to the Topsfield Fair yet, Matt?
Not this year.
No.
Not this year. I love the different animals, you know, the different colors and whatnot. That's always fun.
Here's the kickoff from Peabody to Classical. It comes to the 15, fielded there, and grabbed by Rivera, and he runs up over the 25-30 out near the 40-yard line before he is stopped by the Peabody defender at about the 38-yard line.
Looked like either Cam Cordaro or Frank Falco got him, and geez, if he didn't, Rivera would have had another 20 yards or maybe taken that thing all the way. That was a good run back.
It was, and it wasn't anything tricky either. He just got it on the far hash mark right and went straight upfield and got a nice return. So the Classical offense finds themselves out on the field, down by 7 points now. Two receivers out to the right, Brown and Nieves. One receiver near side left. Quarterback Matt Loria out of the shotgun takes the snap, hands off to the running back. I think this is Maria coming near side left. Tries to get around the corner, has a few yards out near the 44. It is Maria to the 44-yard line, so that's a gain of five. Maybe six.
Yeah. Six. Had a lot of blockers in front of him on that one. Good job by Classical.
So Maria's the yardage guy here so far for Classical High School. Here's Brown and Nieves again going out far side right as a wideout. Laguerre, good athlete, 6'2", 200 pounds, wideout near side left. Here's Loria throwing, and the ball's batted at the line of scrimmage, falling incomplete. Whenever that happens and you're on offense, sometimes it's fortunate that it lands incomplete.
Absolutely. Ball takes funny bounces, especially when it's slippery like this. You never know where it's going to go.
And right now, the rain is coming down, I think, at a pretty good clip. I mean, it's not a torrential kind of rain, but it has been coming down here.
Just enough to make the
both
the turf and the ball damp.
Yeah, everything's it's damp. There's no question about it. They got a little bit of an early start here tonight. Here's Loria faking the handoff, running off left tackle up to the 49 and up for a first down. So if that's to the 49, he's got himself 5 yards there. The Classical quarterback placed the ball to the 49-yard line. So there's a first down. That's their first down. Interestingly enough, Matt, Rams have a first down, and Peabody doesn't.
That's true. That's true. They get the touchdown run and no first down.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go 63 yards on first down. Second possession for Peabody. Eric DeMeo getting the fullback, getting the touchdown. Here's Claskill with three wideouts, far side right, one near side left. The pass comes near side left. Laguerre has it at the 49 at the line of scrimmage, upfield and down to the 45 out of bounds. And that is a gain of 6 yards on the pass completion. Coach Phelps was saying that they've been able to complete the short pass but not the long pass.
Sometimes if you have good athletes, the short pass is enough. Laguerre broke a tackle there and got himself an extra 5 yards. So if he's able to win those one-on-one matchups, why bother throwing it long?
And I think Claskill's had injury problems this year, and I think they had another injury with James Kimber. Here's the quarterback, Loria, keeping it again. This time he goes right, comes back left, and struggles through a lot of traffic, but he's down to the 41 and very close to a first down.
Did he lose the ball?
People are pretty calm if he did. Although now Peabody's saying they do have the football. Claskill says they have it.
Fighting for extra yardage.
Yeah, he was kind of bending his way through a lot of defenders there.
Yeah, we got a signal here for, I think, first down for Claskill.
No, that spot's not good enough, I don't think.
And they're going to mark him short.
Yeah, so he's short of the first down.
Third and one-ish?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I thought it's where the ball goes down or the knee goes down, so I'm not disputing the placement of the ball, but when he went down, it looked like he had just enough for the first down, but clearly they're saying his knee or something went down earlier, and that's... So it's going to be a third and a yard, excuse me.
Yep.
Two wideouts to the far side right and Laguerre near side left again, and it's the handoff to Maria off the right side of the line. He's got the first down. Crushes his way for maybe 2 or 3 yards. They umpile. See where they put the football. They put it at the 39-yard line. No, let's call it the 40. So what did that end up being? Just 2 yards, Matt?
2 yards. Yeah,
okay.
Give me 2. So Claskill taking their time, but really controlling things here. Some nice drives they've been going already. What, 7, 8 plays and 2 first downs.
So Brown going out to the far side right. Barnard out there as well, and 2 receivers out near side left. And it's the fake handoff, the quarterback keeper, back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. And Loria is met with a number of different Peabody defenders, including... Well, Cordero is credited with a stop. I think that's Cam Cordero. I was looking for a 28, but that's 23, so that would have been it.
Yeah, Cam plays that sort of hybrid safety linebacker role, comes up and runs support when he can, and did a good job that time, that's for sure.
And again, so here it is, a second down and 10, no gain for Claskill, and Loria to pass out on the left, incomplete. Laguerre, the intended receiver, the defender was Cedric Gutierrez, the junior corner. So an incomplete pass, and Claskill finds themselves with a third down and 10 here.
I think that one slipped that time. Definitely the elements, quick hitch route, and the ball was a little high. I think the weather did Loria no favors that time.
You see the officials trying to, they've got the towel on his belt, and he's trying to keep the football as dry as possible, and they do change it up a bit, but still. Danny Rose over the ball at center, and again Brown and Barnard going split end out to the right side. Also Nieves out, so there's 3 out to the right side. And it's a handoff to Maria coming near side left. He's dragged down at the 38.
Looks like Falco holding on by the back of the shirt. Was able to slow him down enough for the rest of the Peabody defense to get there.
Falco, one of the linebackers for Coach Mark Betancourt. Tim Phelps, head coach at Lynn Claskill High School. Mark Betancourt at Peabody High School. Time coming down here.
It'll bring up a 4th and 9. I wonder if they'll go for it or if they'll try to punt and pin Peabody really deep and make them go the 90 yards.
Looks like they're going for it here. And they are. So
inside the 40, I think, easy to go for it there. Punt only gains you a few yards.
Yeah. But, it's a quick punt by Loria. and he gets it down, and it goes inside the five, and it's going to go. Are they going to say it went into the end zone or not? I think they're going
to
say
the two or the three.
I think you're right. They caught a break there. I thought that ball was. Sometimes when you get a little too cute by playing it too close to the goal line and it goes in, but I think the ref's right. I think they're going to get it at the two.
Looks like number 11 for Classical made the sort of stop there and you know, calmed the ball down, didn't let it reach the end zone. Looks like they're going to mark it at the four or the three. Call it the three.
Be one of those if you want. Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com. Matt Williams is here from the Salem News. Matt, what do you think about, I'll let you finish the thing over there, but we'll... So, yeah, it looks like the... Did you say the three or the four?
Looks like the three.
I think you're right. I think it is the three. And Peabody comes out on first down, starting at their own three-yard line here. And they have a short run up the middle, but might push it out. Yep. So Santos, looks like he's got the six, so it looks like he's got 3 yards on that. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play first quarter. 7-0, Peabody is leading. They're starting way back at their own three, working left to right in the drizzle here at Manning Field and Lynn. Santos again, I believe, taking the handoff, quickly slashing out to about the 11, maybe the 10. Yeah, Santos to the 11. So 3 plus 4, maybe?
Third and about 2-ish.
Yeah. So let's call it 6, right? No, 3 and 6. 9. No, yeah, 4. 4 yards on that carry. So now it's third down and 2 for Peabody as they creep on out of their own shadows of their goalposts here.
A big play for Classical. I mean, this is why you punt to.
And they're looking to mix it up on defense, moving around a little bit. Run play to the 12. Doesn't look like they have the first down.
Going to be close. See where they spot it.
It looks like the change. Like they've got to get out to the 13. I don't think they've got it. I think they're a yard. Although that spot may be a little bit better. Yeah, he's got the 12.
Yeah, fourth down.
So Santos with maybe a yard. So you're right. So big defensive play there for Classical. They had a stop on the first possession. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say the gamble pays off on the short punt.
Yeah.
You know, great special teams play to pin him at the three, and then the defense holds up their end of things.
I like that play. I do question when you have a when you're doing what you have done so far in this game and you have a 3rd and 9 at about the 40 or the 39, as the case was, that it, you know, you do risk giving the ball up to them at in pretty good field position. And this way, they executed the special teams punt just about perfect. In fact, it was perfect. I mean, you can't say they couldn't have done any better than having Peabody start at their own three. And now a timeout is called here. We'll step aside, take it. First quarter, 7-0 Peabody on MSONewsSports.com.
Enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of the John Hughes classic, The Breakfast Club, at the Lynn Auditorium October 17th. It will be followed by a discussion and a question and answer session with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, there are just a handful of tickets left to the super VIP after party with Molly. Upcoming shows include the Steve Miller Band, November 5th, The Price is Right, November 6th. You'll have a great time and have a chance to win prizes. For tickets, go to LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599 Show.
Back in Manning Field and Lynn, fourth down and a yard to go for Peabody, and the ball is at their 13-yard line, and they will punt.
They're going for it?
No. Well, yeah, it looks like they are going for it. Wow. Coming out of a timeout, and the handoff is to Santos straight ahead, and he looks like he's out to the 14, so he's got the first down. How about that?
That's a
bold move.
It's like Bill Belichick in Indianapolis 6 years ago. I mean, that's...
Yeah, Santos to the from bold. The 12, so it's a 3-yard gain for Santos. He's out to the 15.
That's Peabody's first down, and they had to go on fourth and one at their own 11, for crying out loud.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, Coach Betancourt definitely wanting to have a moment where he's trying to turn things around a little bit. Clearly, they've run into some buzzsaws, some tough teams this year, but they have lost their last two games. So they get a first down here at their own 15-yard line. The fourth and one from their 12, they get the first down out to the 15. Here's a pitch play. Run coming near side right, and a flag at the end of that. So that was... That was Santos.
Yeah. Let's see what we've got here.
Looks like it could be a late hit.
Bringing the ball back to the...
Santos.
They want the ball all the way back to the 20.
Yeah. Yeah, the penalty yardage going against Classical here.
Marking it off from the 24.
And it goes all the way out to the 38, almost the 38-yard line. Peabody drives have started at their 32, the 37, which then busted out for the 63-yard touchdown. And now they started at their 3, and now they're out to their own 37-yard line. Santos taking the pitch, hitting off the left side of the line out to the 40, a gain of 2 yards. He's quick. Less than a minute to go, first quarter. Coming down here to the end of the first quarter here. I get one more play off.
Once again, it's Doug Santos on the carry. He was stopped by number 2, Jaquiel Brown. Gain of 2.
And I guess that is the quarter.
Peabody's trotting off, so it looks like that'll be...
Yeah, they didn't call a timeout here. Yeah, it's a quarter. They're moving the chains. All right, we'll step aside. We'll take the break at the end of one quarter. From Manning Field and Lynn, it is Peabody 7, Classical nothing on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Every time,
all right, we're back
time
here.
We're on commercial, yeah.
We're not doing well on the commercials here, but it was a fake to the line, and I took the fake and watching the board here, and then so the touchdown, Mac goes 60 yards.
Mac D'Amato's first completion in, I think, 3 weeks. They went completionless last week, and this one goes 60 yards to Evan Thompson for a touchdown. The entire Classical defense followed the fake to Jake Doherty. On the far side of the field, D'Amato bootlegged over to the near side, and Thompson leaked out of there all by himself.
Wow. That was I took the fake as well. Usually a lot of Classical defenders took that fake.
Can't blame him. It was a well-designed play, truly. And, you know, Peabody running the ball so much right up the middle, you know, that's what you expect them to continue to do. And caught him that time.
Yeah, the point after by Matt D'Amato is good, and it is 14-0. So D'Amato with the point after kick. And Peabody scores in the first quarter. Now they score on the first play of the second quarter here on MSONewsSports.com. We'll be back with more just ahead.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com. Moynihan.
head loafer, we measure up.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Ground ball kickoff from Peabody to Classical, fielded at the 18-yard line by Jaquiel Brown. Run back over from left to right to the 30, 35, out near the 40 before he goes out of bounds near side right on the kickoff return for Classical High School. So the, let's see, Peabody is, I guess, two out of three in their possessions for scoring here tonight.
Both 60-odd yards.
Yeah, and it's... feast or famine for the Classical defense here.
Not what you expect. I mean, they're containing Santos and, you know, putting so much energy into containing him that other guys are breaking free, it seems.
Matt, maybe let me ask you about that in a moment, about teams containing him. I mean, some teams have, but, you know, he got 200 yards, right, last week against Marblehead. Here's a long throw downfield on first down to Jaquiel Brown off the arm of Matt Laurie of Classical, incomplete, way down on the right.
We get the 202 yards against Beverly. Last week against Marblehead was only 100.
Oh, okay.
On 25 carries, only 100. You know, I mean,
yeah.
He's had 100 yards in every game this year, and, you know, Peabody hasn't scored nearly at the clip that they did a year ago, as evidenced by their 1-3 record.
You know, Peabody, teams clearly are keying on Santos. So the Rams break out on a second down and 10 now from their 40-yard line. Laurier, the quarterback, with a running back to his left side, gives the handoff to Maria, the running back. No, it was a fake.
Yeah, Laurier kept it himself.
Yep.
And
yep.
Found a few yards there in the teeth of the defense.
Yeah, 2 yards for Matt Laurier.
It's interesting. I think, you know, everybody, the headlines were for all for Santos, but, you know, Peabody lost 9 of its 11 starters on offense from last year, so I think it wasn't going to be as easy as just throwing Doug back out there and having it look exactly like last year, and it'll be a work in progress, but Peabody's a team that hopes it keeps getting better as the weather gets colder.
Classicals with Danny Rose over the ball at center. Votano and Delgado are the guards. Soto and Papaterra are the tackles. And some movement for Classical on offense on the third down and 8 play from the 42. They're 42.
False start. Oh, they're going to say Coach Phelps got a timeout before the false start.
Matt Laurier, 6 foot, 205 pound junior quarterback. Danny Maria, one of the running backs at 5'10, 205 pound senior. James Kimber, we believe, out with an injury this week. An injury that actually occurred during practice when we were over talking with Coach Phelps there, as you heard on the tape of the interview. If you heard it before the pregame show, kind of unfortunate to be right there at that moment in practice this past week. So the two wideouts are to the near side right, one far side left for Classical, out of the huddle. Second down and 8, and the throw to the right side. Jaquiel Brown has it at the 45, runs inside of the midfield stripe, still on his feet, down inside the 50 to the 47. He will have enough for a first down. So he gets, that's a 10-yard or 11-yard. Give him the 46, I guess.
Great job by Brown that time to get 11. Those yards after the catch. Just pulled his shoulder down and wasn't going to be denied before the first down.
Well, now it's at the 46. Maybe it looked like they were putting it inside the 45. So is that a 9-yard gain? Is that...
Let's see, we needed 8 to the 50 and another 4, so 12.
Oh, it is, so okay. All right, here's Laurier, a quick pass out on the left for Laguerre. Tips off his fingertips, goes out of bounds. Incomplete pass from Laurier to Laguerre on first down. So now it's second down and 10. We're in the second quarter, 14-0. Peabody is leading Lynn Classical. Two big touchdowns, a 63-yard run by Eric DeMeo, and then a 60-yard pass play from quarterback Matt D'Amato to Evan Thompson. Both times, the point after kick by Matt D'Amato was good.
Here's a run play. Ooh. And not going for anything there, as taking it is Rivera. Marcus Rivera sweeping the left side. He's cut down in the backfield.
Who got him? Was it Goggin?
63 would be Powers.
Oh, Dan Powers, the sophomore defensive end, yeah.
Okay.
Not fooled that time. Classical had a bunch formation out to the far side and ran a sweep that way. And, Powers just fought across the face and stopped him for a loss.
Yeah, you look at the D line, Matt, and Classical, I mean, Peabody's got two sophomores there, Ramos and Powers, and Theodora, the senior.
Young guys.
Yeah, they got a sophomore. They got one sophomore linebacker in Eric DeMeo. Some juniors back there as well in the secondary. This will be a third down and almost 14 for Classical from midfield.
Timeout or a false start?
False start.
Third and 19.
So ball goes back to the 45-yard line. Classical digging themselves a little bit of a hole. Actually, they started this drive at their best position on the field to start a possession, which was at their 40. Earlier, they had started at their 38 and 28. So here they are at their own 45 now with a third down and about 18. And the quarterback, Laurie, in big trouble, and he's sacked back at the 35-yard line. I think they spotted at the 34, actually. All kinds of Tanners there, including Dan Theodora in on that sack.
Those young guys up front, not fooled that time. Looks like he lost 15.
Yes. Oof. Well, let's see. He'd already lost, you know, almost 10. Maybe 10 he lost on that. Because he already had a... like an 18 to go,
something like that. Yeah. So definitely a punting situation here.
So Jaquiel Brown to punt. He stands at his 22 to receive the long snap. Comes to him. Right foot goes into the ball. The kick goes left to right. A line drive kick.
Oh boy.
Not handled. Ball loose. Covering still alive and now covered up by Peabody High.
Wow. Cam Cordero got lucky there. Got a nice bounce and, geez, almost lost that football. That could have been disastrous for the visitors.
Yeah, it looked like it was one of those where he, maybe you don't field it, but he came on it, and it was nearly Anthony Botano from Classical nearly was able to pounce on that football after it squirted away from him the second time.
Yeah, good awareness by Cordaro to get back there and get on the ball, but
it was.
I'm sure the coaches won't be thrilled about the first part of that equation.
So now Peabody starting at their 28.
Yeah, back to 27. The I formation here. So.
Yeah, I formation. Quarterback right up behind center. And they give us to the fullback,
yeah.
DeMeo, straight ahead. Kind of slanting off the right side of the line up to the 36, 37. And 37-yard line. So about a good 8 yards, maybe nine. Call it 9 yards, DeMeo.
I think Peabody's two touchdown plays have been out of different formations, and the rest of them have been out of the eye, so... interesting when they shift out of that.
Didn't have his 63 yards tabulated. I knew there was something missing on my... the touchdown. Yeah, you got to give me that. And on second down here in one, they bust forward and get a first down up to about the 43.
Jake Doherty off the edge again from that flanker spot.
Doherty, a junior. DeMeo, a sophomore. Santos, of course, a senior at the tailback spot. Okinawa, a senior. And Doherty, Matt just mentioned, a junior. So it's a first down for Peabody out to their 43-yard line. Tailback Santos, fake handoff to him. Now a quick pass out on the right side. The catch is made. Enough for a first down inside the 45, down to about the 43-yard line. Was that Gutierrez?
I believe that was Jake Doherty again.
Okay, Doherty, 11. Okay.
And they're going to put that at the 44. So Peabody over midfield now.
Yeah, Doherty, that's Doherty with the pass, catch, and run down to the 44. Is that their first completion? No. That's second.
Second one
with a touch, forgetting the touchdown, yeah.
D'Amato 2 of 2, 73 yards. one to Doherty, one to Thompson, and looks like a timeout for Classical. They're going to go over some things defensively. I think you know, they're keying a little bit too much on Santos right now. He hasn't touched the ball yet on this drive. Doug has not, and you know, it's leaving other guys open right now. So Classical's going to go over some things, try to get that sorted out.
It would seem like that would be something they'd want to do, is to, you know, get other weapons in there to keep the pressure off of Santos. We're, with a timeout here, we'll take it. We'll be right back here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
And it's a run play. Tailback Santos, I think, taking the handoff, taking a hit at the 41, bouncing off. It's still on his feet down inside the 35 to the 30. A first down run for Doug Santos as they spot it at the 27-yard line.
That's why you can't stop teeing on him, but at the same time, it's a pick-your-poison situation, that's for sure.
Wow, that was a nice run by Santos. Hitting off the left side of the line, kind of trying, sort of coming around left end, and took a hit, bounced right off of it, and continued on down to the 27. 6 minutes to play, first half, 14-0 Peabody. Classical would love to be able to stop Peabody here late in the first half, but they're rolling now. David Pence over the football at center. Wing set right side. Tight end Muse to the right, I believe. And Santos takes the handoff to the 25, down inside the 25, to the 24, maybe the 23. Could be 3 or 4 yards on that gain. Doug Santos.
Once again, it's Doug Santos at the middle.
Four?
Yeah,
I think so.
Four.
Mark Gutierrez and Chris Goggin are the guards for Peabody. Dan Heredia and Dan Smith are the tackles. Eric DeMeo, the sophomore fullback, Matt D'Amato, the junior quarterback. So D'Amato comes right up behind center here. I formation in the backfield behind him. That would be Santos. A roll out to the right side. He wants to throw. Comes around, crosses the line of scrimmage, heads for the sidelines, and heads for the stake, and gets a first down inside the 18, very close to the 17 or 16. Getting a Peabody first down.
That's a tremendous job. Shows you the multiplicity of the Peabody offense, because that was a similar play to the two completions previous. And, the, you know, of course, the cornerback followed the tight end that time, which left the bootleg open for D'Amato. He saw it. He tucked the ball and ran for the first down. So good decisions by the junior for Peabody.
Yeah, that's a timeout here with, 5:12 to go, first half here on MSO, newsports.com. Peabody leading Lynn Classical, 14-0.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
MSONewsSports.com, the home of Josh Arnold's Trending Now, North Shore Political Talk, Fridays at 10, and then the show is posted for you to listen to. Josh Arnold's Trending Now, be back on Friday. Follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports, MSONewsSports. Again, we share that S between news and sports. You can email us at our email address, MSONewsSports@gmail.com, MSONewsSports@gmail.com. First down, Peabody High School. Santos takes the handoff, bounces off the line, comes around left end to the 10. Out of bounds. So he gains about 7 yards on that, Doug Santos. Yeah, 7 yard gain, placing it right at the 10-yard line. Getting the yards here. Six or seven, I don't know. I guess maybe it's six.
Call it at the
10. No, it's the 10. Ball's at the 10.
Okay.
Yeah, it's six. I formation in the backfield. Two wideouts near side left. Now man in motion. D'Amato drops the snap. Ball's loose on the turf, but it appears that Peabody has covered it up.
Looks like Pence has it.
Wait a minute. No, it looks like DeMeo got it, right?
Yeah, DeMeo.
DeMeo.
So is this a signal for Classical?
Yeah, you're right.
They're saying Classical's got it. That's
well, unless the... Well, they wrestled. They kind of tumbled around. Well, Matt Loria is credited with the fumble recovery. Wow. So, Matt, that drive started back on their 27, right?
Yeah.
And they went all the way down.
Right to the 10.
Inside the 10. And Classical recovers it. Yeah, right at the 10. So now Classical starts. This is their worst position on the field to start a drive. And Loria on first down throws out on the right. Brown leaps up and catches it at the 12 or at the 17. So that's a catch for Jaquiel Brown. Good for seven. Second down and three. About 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Classical is trailing by the 14 points, 14 to nothing. Live video coverage tomorrow of the Beverly Marblehead game at noon from Endicott College right here on MSONewsSports.com. Here is a second down pass play out on the right. Brown again with a catch. He bends forward to the 20. Looks like he has enough for the first down, staying inbounds. Yeah, they'll move the stakes along. A 3-yard pass play again to Brown. So Brown for seven, and now Brown for three, just enough for the first down. Two passes again off the arm of Matt Loria. Rainy night in Lynn here. It's not raining real hard, it doesn't appear, but it's just kind of drizzling out there tonight. Under 4 minutes now, just under 4 minutes to play, first half. Classical looking for their first score of the game. Here's a snap, but there's some movement. The snap went over the head of the quarterback, Loria, but play was blown dead, so there was some movement there. Other games on the North Shore tonight, Swampscott at Salem. Austin Prep at undefeated Bishop Fenwick. They're 4-0. We have a post this week with Coach Dave Woods from Fenwick High School. Matt Jenkins must be over there, right, Matt?
Of course.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He miss it. Probably received the sacrament before the game. Looks like fourth and goal from the one for Fenwick.
How are they doing? Is that?
I don't have a score. I know Swampscott and Salem are scoreless.
All right, here's a run play straight up the middle. Is this Loria, the quarterback? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's a keeper. And,
he's all the way out near the 40. And they're saying he's down inside the 40, but they'll place it at the 38.
So that's a 23-yard pickup. Oof. For Loria.
Let me see here. Yeah, Loria, 15. Loria over 20 yards gained here tonight. Here's a first down for Classical at their 37. Wideouts two to the left, far side, one near side right. Loria sets up, throws way down left side for Laguerre. Leaps up, incomplete. Tipped away at the last moment there. John Villani, the defender down there for Peabody High School.
Senior co-captain. I know they like the way he plays over there. He showed why on that one.
Well, that was one of those plays, Matt, where you have Laguerre at 6'2", 200 pounds, bigger than Villani. And if it was a little higher, maybe Laguerre just comes down to it like a jump ball kind of a situation. You just physically cannot take a football away from somebody that's taller and jumping higher than you.
No, Laguerre seemed to have a step on him speed-wise, yeah, too, and just kind of maybe outran it a little bit.
Yeah, ball little juggle, I think, from quarterback to the running back, but Maria takes the handoff, busts around right end for a couple of yards out to the 40.
Looks like Gutierrez over there, along with Powers.
Powers, a sophomore D lineman, Randy Ramos there, a sophomore as well, Dan Theodora, senior. Classical offensive line with Danny Rose, Javier Delgado, Anthony Botano, Miguel Soto, and Renzo Papaterra. Quarterback is Matt Loria, the 6-foot, 205-pound junior. Had that big run just a moment ago, 15-yarder for Classical. Now we got just over 2 minutes to play first half. Third down and seven, pass out to the left. Laguerre has it go off his fingertips. Well, he kind of might have been looking upfield at the same time the ball is wet out there, and he was kind of going to try to catch it and then slant in from the left side.
Yeah, there were a host of Peabody defenders around him, too. He would have had to break quite a few tackles to gain some yards, and we've seen him do that already tonight, so it would have been interesting to see if he was capable on that one.
Fourth down here. Fourth down.
It was 2:09 to go in the half.
So. Yeah. So Classical starting this possession at their 10 on the fumble recovery. So that was a huge break for them. So keeping the score a two-score game here. But now are they going for it here too? They're going for it.
They're showing that they might, although they did do that fake punt earlier.
Fourth down. They're not faking the punt. Here's Laurier to pass out on the right side. Incomplete. Oh, Jaquiel Brown did a cut out and was open, but the pass went toward three defenders. And it falls incomplete on fourth down.
It's one of those where the Tanners actually gained about 15 yards of field position from the kid dropping the interception.
Right, right. So it'll be first down for Peabody with 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Brought to you in part tonight by Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969 at 84 High Street. See General Manager Jeff Klickstein at Moore GMC. Weather will be nice. Great weekend to go out and car shop tomorrow, maybe at Moore GMC. Peabody on first down. The give is to Santos. Sweeps the right side. He's inside, starting at the 40. Gets to the 35 and is cut down. Probably they'll place the football, looks like, at the 34-yard line. A gain of 6 yards for Santos. Gobbling up some yards here in this first half. This will set up a 2nd and 4 for Peabody in Classical territory here. A minute and a half.
Hurry up for the Tanners here. They're kind of taking their time.
I formation in the backfield. Santos takes the handoff, starts left, now cuts back to the middle. Dances inside the 30, still on his feet to the 20. First down run for Santos. I think they might give him the 19 on that.
Peabody has confidence in its timeouts and its running game here. Under 2 minutes to go and just feeding Santos and looking to turn this into a 3-score lead. Ball down inside the 20 at the 19, say?
Yeah, exactly. I think, yeah, 19-yard line is where the ball is. Minute 24 showing here on the first half clock. Brought to you tonight by Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli, and by Harrington Trophy, serving the North Shore for over 25 years, located in Lynn or on the web at harringtontrophy.com. Here is a wide out, two to the left, I formation of the backfield. Now the wing in motion from left to right. They give us to the fullback, DeMayo, straight ahead to the 11. Taken down by Maria, Danny Maria, the senior linebacker. But he had gobbled up a bunch of yards to the, yeah. Well, he had a big hole and then just kind of fell forward, too, after being hit by Marie. He probably got like 3 more yards after Maria took him down.
He's a big boy for a sophomore. Goes about 205, 210, I think.
Yeah. Eric DeMayo. And, of course, Eric DeMayo had the game's first touchdown, a 63-yard kind of fullback trap straight up the middle on the Peabody's first snap of their second possession, and it went 63 yards. That was in the first quarter. They had a 60-yard pass play from Matt D'Amato to Evan Thompson. D'Amato had the point-after kick on both of those touchdowns. 14-0. Peabody is leading Lynn Classical here with a minute 16 remaining in the first half. Tomorrow, Marblehead Beverly. Who did you pick in that, Matt, by the way?
I took the Panthers.
Anybody pick Marblehead?
We did one Marblehead pick, the upset special by Gianna Addario.
Oh.
And she's got faith in the Magicians, and I don't think it's a bad pick. You know, I think it could go either way in that one. That's,
no, you know what? The stat you had in the paper, I think it was yesterday's paper, but here's the I formation of the backfield. Here's the pitch play, and this is Santos coming right, slowed down, but cuts by a defender, gets inside the 10 to the 5, still on his feet. Did he lose the football at the 1? It almost looked like it came free, but he's down at the 1. He didn't go in.
There. Yeah, pitched to the far side.
I don't think he lost it, no.
He had one defender to beat and was able to slow down and let DeMayo block him.
Ooh. So he's going to be at the 1. Well, that's got a first and goal at the 1 yard line after the Santos run. 50 seconds to play. Well, you had that actually Rudloff head to head has a game advantage over Bauer.
That's right.
Although but those are the two winningest coaches in the league since they've been together.
Since Jim came into the league. Of course, Paul Ingram retired around that time, so that's you know, I think he had them both beat by a little bit. But
But as far as wins and losses during that time, here's a handoff. Santos straight ahead and in for a 1 yard touchdown run.
So that's a big swing of momentum there for Peabody. But interestingly enough, Beverly Marble had played twice last year. So in terms of the years, it's even. But, of course, Rudloff got two wins last year, you know, where they played twice. So.
Well, that's kind of unfair if you have a really good team. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah,
but.
Of course. Yes. Doesn't often work out that way. It's, that's like a basketball thing normally, not football.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, right. And, you know, maybe you play the third time in the postseason or something like that. Or here's the point after kick attempt by Matt D'Amato. Uprights to our left. Comes on at soccer style with the right foot. Ball is teed up. This kick is no good. It looked like they might have had a little trouble teeing that football up for him as the holder could not. Not sure. I'm not blaming the holder, but looked like there might have been a little fumble there.
Yeah.
And the kick went to low, wide left. So it score is now 20-0. Peabody on top of Lynn Classical. Can't tell tomorrow, Matt, if it's going to be like a high-scoring game, like it's going to be like one of those off-the-charts kind of things. Once in a while, you get one of those.
Last year, the first meeting between the teams, I think, was 48-22. So that's, 70 or 80 points there?
I remember. Yeah, I think a few years ago, it might have been Rudloff's first year, I think, that maybe they had a – over at Hurd Stadium, they had a real shootout that day.
Absolutely. It's interesting. Both teams have shown the ability to run that sort of turbo hurry up that like the Patriots do sometimes and Oregon does. So if they decide to do that, there could be a lot of possessions and a lot of points. But those two coaches like to keep people guessing. So just when you think that they're going to hurry up, they'll probably slow it down.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You know?
The other thing, too, is neither one of these teams play noon games. You know. So sometimes I remember doing a lot of college basketball and – here's a line drive kickoff from Peabody to Classical, fielded at the 19-yard line, and I think that's Brown running it back out to the 40. Another nice return, about a 21-yard return for – no, that time it wasn't Brown. Excuse me. That was Marcus Rivera on the return for Classical High School. But, you know, sometimes there's a wake-up factor. You know, there shouldn't be. It makes no sense that there is, but I don't know. Sometimes it just seems to be a – little bit of a wake-up factor.
Oh, these players are all creatures of routine. You know, they used to playing on Friday nights. They used to practicing in the afternoon, not at noontime. So it is different.
Yeah, I talked to Rudloff today. He mentioned, now it's a kind of a different thing playing at night all the time now. Then here's a quick pass play out on the right side. Catch is made by Nieves at the 40 up to the 45. Total net gain, actually, just about 5 yards. A little catch and run, and I think we have a timeout possibly called here. Yes, timeout called by Classical, unless he went out of bounds.
Yeah, it looks like Classical wants to save the clock here. 15 seconds, so time for a shot or two, and if they can get it, would be a big difference. Last week, Peabody's defense, of course, gave up the score to Marblehead on the last play of the first half, so...
Brown and Nieves wide out near side left. Laguerre to the left. And the pass is knocked down at the line of scrimmage. It's not intercepted, is it?
No, I don't believe so. I believe he just got a hand on it.
Yeah.
Looks like that was Powers.
That was Powers, yeah.
Say his name a lot tonight.
Exactly, right. So, and Powers, you know, I was looking up at the receiver a little bit, and because it looked like he just gobbled that ball right up at the line of scrimmage. But he must have batted it down and then come back up with it. But
they teach you on that defensive line to get your hands up if you can't get through. And Powers must have been listening.
It is a third down and 5. Quick pass out to Brown on the right side. Stutter steps to the 50, down to the 45. It's enough for the first down. And he should be out of bounds at the 46. Moving the stakes ahead with 7 seconds. So now there's certainly down-wise. Classical has all the downs that they need here to close out the half with just 7.3 seconds to play. And I think it's Coach Tim Phelps out talking with his quarterback. And Matt Loria brings the team out. They're trailing here 20-0 is Classical. Here late first half, just seconds to play. Trips far side left, no one near side right. And the direct snap comes back to Loria. Here comes the rush, and he'll run back to the line of scrimmage. Can't cut the ball off, and he'll fall down on it. It almost looked for a moment that he might have lost it, but he took a pop there. Showing some good poise, but you know, you look downfield, Matt, and there are three receivers down there with three defenders right there, and all receivers are all pretty close together, and time has run out. That'll do it. The half has come to an end. So at the end of one half here, the score, Peabody 20, Lynn Classical nothing. Hang in there with us. We'll check some scores from around the area and also check the scoring here for you. Here on MSONewsSports.com, we're at the half again. Peabody 20, Lynn Classical nothing here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. Bill Newell along with Matt Williams from the Salem News here on MSONewsSports.com. Our scoring in the first half went this way. First quarter, one touchdown. It was a 63-yard Eric DeMeo fullback run. 63 yards, first snap, second possession for Peabody High School. Point after kick by D'Amato was good, and it was 7-0 Peabody. Then just about the first snap of the second quarter, D'Amato threw to Evan Thompson from 60 yards out, a catch and run down the right sidelines and into the end zone. A point after kick was good, and Peabody was up 14-0. That was very early, first snap, really, of the second quarter. And then, with about 30 seconds left, Doug Santos scored from 1 yard out for Peabody High School. And let me just check that drive here. That would have been a 73-yard drive. So that was kind of a methodical drive for Peabody High School to... let me take that back, because that was a 40-yard drive, because they got the football after the Classical fourth down attempt. So that was more like a 40-yard drive for Peabody to close out the first half. The point after kick was no good. I think there was a problem with the exchange from center to the holder for holding the football for the tee up for the one-point kick conversion. So that's where we are at, 20-0. We'll check some other scores for you when we come back from around the North Shore. And we'll also talk about the huge Marblehead-Beverly game. Marty Smith will join me for that game tomorrow afternoon at noontime. And we will have live video streaming from Endicott College tomorrow right here on the website of the Marblehead-Beverly game. So we hope you'll spread the word about that to everyone that you can, if they're all, at all interested in checking out that game tomorrow here on the North Shore. Should be a great day. It's all here on MSONewsSports.com, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. However, this Monday night, it's Columbus Day, and there's no show this week.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. This reminder that the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Athletes of the Month for September will be coming out on Thursday this week in the local newspapers and right here on MSONewsSports.com. So the nominations are in. The prestigious committee is working on those on the selections, and that'll be out as I said on Thursday. Matt Williams is here from the Salem News, and Matt, 20-0 Peabody leading Classical at the half. Just some thoughts from you on the first half here tonight.
Well, I think, you know, Peabody's just done a little bit better job finishing their drives. And certainly the two big plays, the 63-yard touchdown run by DeMeo, the 60-yard touchdown pass from D'Amato, to Thompson. And, you know, Classical's done a good job moving the chains. You know, Matt Laurie has made some really good decisions. I think Brown's done a really good job. Not only catching the ball on the outside, but breaking tackles and getting yards after the catch. So, you know, for Classical, it's really just more about finding ways to finish drives and put some points on the board.
Yeah. Around to some other scores tonight. Salem and Swampscott scoreless in the rain at Salem tonight at the half. And you had mentioned to me Bishop Fenwick up on Austin Prep 14-6. Austin Prep, I think, had a close win. Was it last week against Spelman? I'm not sure. Maybe... But anyways, Fenwick 4-0, and they look to go 5-0 tonight if they can hang on and build on that lead.
Yeah, 3-1. That's a good big game in the CCL, and certainly the St. Mary's fans are watching that to see, you know, who will be in first place. And, of course, Fenwick and St. Mary's playing on Thanksgiving now instead of during the season. So the CCL could come all the way down to Thanksgiving. That'd be fun for the North Shore.
Actually, fans. I think they're actually going to be here Wednesday night, the night before.
That's correct.
Here. And that's on our broadcast schedule to do that. But, yeah, that'd be a great, should be a great game. We got the Lynn Band performing down below. They've been growing in numbers the last few years, so they're sounding pretty good out there tonight.
Excellent. They got their raincoats on, too. I give them a lot of credit for playing in the rain like this.
Yeah, it's got it. When you're a member of the band, and I was downstairs, I buzzed down just for a moment, like 20 minutes before kickoff here. Probably closer to 10 minutes because they kicked off earlier before the kickoff. But, you know, you're unloading your instruments in the rain. I mean, that can't feel good.
No,
you know, it's
no,
one thing to play football in the rain and knowing that that's part of the deal. But in the band, that doesn't seem like it should have to be part of the deal.
It's a lot more fun when you're moving around than if you're stuck, you know, sitting in a metal seat, even if you are playing the instruments.
All right. What we'll do is we'll step aside here, reminding you that you can follow us on our Twitter account at MSO News Sports, at MSO News Sports. Or email us if you have any comments or thoughts. If you're listening from around the world to our broadcast, check in with us. We'd like to hear from you at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. So when we come back, we've got the second half kickoff here between Peabody and Lynn Classical, with the Tanners of Peabody up 20-0 at the half.
Enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of the John Hughes classic, The Breakfast Club, at the Lynn Auditorium October 17th. It will be followed by a discussion and a question and answer session with 80s superstar, icon, and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, there are just a handful of tickets left to the Super VIP After Party with Molly. Upcoming shows include the Steve Miller Band, November 5th, The Price is Right, November 6th. You'll have a great time and have a chance to win prizes. For tickets, go to LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format.
Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Second half about ready to begin with Peabody kicking off to Lynn Classical. Peabody is leading 20-0 here as we start the third quarter. Game brought to you in part tonight by attorney Robert J. Madruga. See Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. Peabody kickoff will be from right to left. Jaquiel Brown, one of the deep guys for Classical High School. It's a ground ball kick fielded at the 20-yard line. This is Maria up to the from the 20, Rivera rather, to the 33-yard line, or 32.
Looks like Nick Palma in there on the stop for Peabody. Good return by Rivera.
There we go. Marcus Rivera has Classical out to their 33. Peabody Lynn Classical, second half. Set the Classical offense for you. Matt Loria just bouncing in from the sidelines with the play. He's a 6-foot, 205-pound junior quarterback for Coach Tim Phelps in Classical High School. Three receivers go far side left. One, Jaquiel Brown, near side right. And it's the quarterback keeper, Loria, straight ahead to the 36. Maybe a gain of 3 yards. That's a play they've been calling on Loria a few times here in the first half. Now he takes the keeps the football for the first play of the second half. Now we are just underway here in the drizzle. Raining much out there, Matt, or is it pretty
slowed down
up?
Quite a bit. It's pretty dry at this point.
Yeah. They said earlier today that come this evening around 9 or so, it'd probably be pretty much over, but it was raining earlier here tonight around kickoff time. Quick pass out on the right side. Brown has it at the 40. Still in on his feet. Cuts back inside to the 39. Now trying to get back out to the 40, and he won't. So he's going to be cut down at the 38 or 39-yard line.
Decent job by Gutierrez that time because he didn't make the initial tackle, but he held him up long enough for the help to get there to make sure Brown couldn't break free for a big gainer.
Here's a score for you, Matt. Belmont, check that. Reading 56, Belmont nothing.
Holy moly.
That's a final. So the
yikes.
Reading Rockets are at 4-1 now on the year. Two wideouts far side left for Classical on the third down and 5. And this time it's a run play. Maria sweeps the left side. He's not going to get close to the first down. He might get 1 yard out to the 41. So here's a fourth down for Classical High School, trailing by 20 points. First series here of the second half here on MSONewsSports.com. Peabody coming into the game 1-3, 0-2 in NEC North play. Classical 0-4, 0-1 in league play. Lost to Danvers last week 25-0. Peabody lost to Marblehead 34-14. And again, Marblehead playing Peabody, playing Beverly tomorrow at noon.
Coach Phelps sending out the offense on 4th-and-2.
Ooh. And it is the quarterback trying to keep it, but he's not going to get it.
Close.
Loria.
Yeah, host no. of Tanner tacklers there. Looks like 25 in there.
I don't know if it's Cordero 23 or, I think it had to be Cordero was also in there. So You know, Matt, I was you were away, but the Peabody last touchdown, that was the one they started at the Classical 40, right? Like just about where they are now,
yeah.
Maybe a yard or two different. It was a 39 or 40. So
it's at the 41. I mean, it, short field, the chance okay. to kind of put the game away here.
So they're at the 41 now, but I'm saying the last touchdown, the third,
yeah,
their
that
third
was right
touchdown.
On the 40.
Yeah,
right,
a 40-yard drive. Okay. And so here they get the football at the 41, the Classical 41. Pitch play, Santos. Look out. Busted off to the right side, 30, 20, outside, 15. Still on his feet, back to the middle, 10, 5. Stop shy of the goal line. He's down to the 4-yard line. Santos.
That's the Doug Santos that everybody expected to see when this season began.
So from the 41 down. Well, it looked like they were going to spot it at the 4. It looks almost like the 3 to me, from the 41 to the 3. 38-yard run. Santos, 38 yards. So that'll set up a first and goal, looking for their fourth touchdown. I formation, Santos straight ahead, slashes in, touchdown.
So just like that, the gamble that time not paying off for the Rams.
Doug Santos, 3-yard touchdown run. And Peabody will go for the one-point conversion. Sometimes after you miss a kick, you will go for the 2 points.
Yeah,
but it looked like
on schedule.
Yeah, but it looked like they're going for the kick here, although they haven't come out of the huddle.
I suppose with a 26-point lead, it makes some sense to practice the kick operation.
Yeah. So D'Amato will attempt the point after kick again. He's got the bright green shoes. Lime kind of colored. The ball is teed up and it's good.
At least we can always tell it's Matt, even if we can't see his number, which sometimes happens on these rainy nights.
Yeah. Color-coded shoes. Matt D'Amato, Jr., with the point after. So that makes it 27-0 with Peabody leading here, third quarter. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Peabody getting ready to kick off to Lynn Classical High School. I think it's Marcus Gutierrez to kick off for Peabody. Third quarter. No, Mark Murphy?
That sounds correct.
Yeah, Murphy. Ball is fielded at the 23, bobbled off, clanking off the shins of the Classical receiver down there, and it's covered up. I think it was Marcus Rivera, who finally covered it up after it hit off his shins, and there's no return basically out to the 28-yard line. Eight minutes to go, third quarter. Of course, folks are gearing up for tomorrow's big Beverly Marblehead game, noon kickoff with live streaming video right here on MSONewsSports.com. First down for Classical at their 27. Little motion in the backfield. Laura hands off. And the running back pounds off the left side of the line for a couple of yards. That's a different running back for Classical. Looks like
number
it's
18?
Oh, is it? Then it's Laguerre.
Or number 3, perhaps?
I didn't know if it was number 10, Peachy. Yeah, there's a 10 in there now. No, is that 10? No, that's Laguerre, 18. Might have been Laguerre.
Yeah.
Laguerre is lined up to the left there in the slot, I believe. Yeah, now they got a tighter look here. So they got just one wide out here. Quarterback out of the shotgun. Yeah, this is Laguerre taking it. Sweeping around the left side, but he's cut down and dropped for a loss back at the 25.
It's interesting. Peabody's defense seems to be gaining confidence as the game goes on here. They're you know, had some tough goes early. Classical was picking up big yardage, but the last couple drives, they've been really stopping them cold.
Yeah. And that defense up front on that D-line, Dan Theodora, Randy Ramos, and Cam Powers. Ramos and Powers, both sophomores. Theodora, the senior. Offensive line for Classical has Danny Rose over the ball at center. Two wideouts now coming out near side right, one far side left. Ball hash mark far side left. And the quarterback, Loria, back to pass, throws over the left. Laguerre comes down with it at the 38. Very close to a first down. Looks like he has enough for the first down, getting out to about the 38.5. And that's where the stake was, the 38. So the ball is placed down just at the 38.
Great job by Laguerre.
Yeah.
Tremendous catch.
Yeah, I take, you know, that's the 39, right? 39. So he got out to the 39. So he's a good athlete. There's no question about it. When you watch Classical, he's one of the players, skilled players, that just stands out. 6'2", 200-pound end.
Took a hit that time, didn't lose any ground, and didn't lose the football.
They've tried to run him a couple of times here, and now they're passing to him. Two wideouts to the near side right, and they give us to the running back. Big space here, nearly a 9 or 10-yard gain for Danny Maria, the senior. 5'10", 205-pound running back. Call it a 9-yard gain. Second down and 1 for Classical. You got 5:45. That's the clock. I got the poll right in my way here.
Looks like,
yeah,
just inside 6 minutes.
Yeah. Third quarter, 27-0. Peabody is leading Lynn Classical here tonight on MSONewsSports.com. And this is, again, run play. Maria off the left side charges for the first down. Needed 1 yard. Gets about 4. Danny Maria. So
up Doug, over midfield.
Yeah, Doug Santos with 2 touchdowns here tonight. He's gotten the last 2 touchdowns on runs. Last one was just a 1 yard one, right? I think. Yeah. No, the first third one was a 1 yard. Third 3 yards maybe. Mm. Rose over the ball at center. Wideouts now. Another wideout. Adam Washington wideout near side right. Here's a heave way down on the left side. I think it's for Laguerre. An over-the-shoulder catch is made inside the 20 at the 16-yard line. And Laguerre goes out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
Great job to get the foot in bounds and haul it in.
Well, you won't find a better pass or a catch right down, busting down the left sideline. Laguerre, an over-the-shoulder catch, and just ran out of a little bit of real estate. They set it up at the 16-yard line where it'll be a first down for Classical.
32-yard pickup there.
Yeah. And the handoff, and this time Rivera, I think, has a short gainer of 1, maybe 2 yards to the 14 as they unpile. Now Maria, the ball carrier, under 5 minutes, 4:35 to play here in the third quarter. Danny Maria and Marcus Rivera seeing running back action. James Kimber out this week with the injury. Matt Loria, Classical's had a number of injuries this year. All different players this year. And now out of the direct snap, Loria keeps it, goes straight ahead, faking the handoff. And he's, I don't know, maybe forward progress gives him something here. But
yeah, probably 3rd and 6 or 7.
I think they're looking like a horrible spot here. Unless I'm missing something. Oh, no, they've got the better spot. Okay.
Could it be 4 down territory here anyway?
Yeah, they're down to the 12. They need to get to just about the 6 for a first down. So this will be 3rd down and a long 5 for Lynn Classical. And again, a wide out, 1 just near side right and 3 to the far side left of the field. Loria calling the signals and fakes the handoff, keeps it, tries to come around right end, but he's lost a few yards back to the 15. No, Tanners were not fooled there.
No, Loria broke out of 1 tackle, and unfortunately, by the time he did, there were about 3 other guys there waiting for him.
A little too slow developing, and your guy there, Cam Powers, Matt, was in there as well as some of his teammates for that stop. Just about 3 minutes now to play in the third quarter. You can always email us from anywhere, wherever you're listening, at msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. Like to hear from you. And here is Loria back to pass. Quick look into Laguerre, makes the catch at the 14, but he's taken down right away. There's a play that's designed to be a catch and run, but it was a catch and get hit for Laguerre at the 14-yard line. So on fourth down, they'll turn it over on downs to Peabody High School, and the Tanners have it at the 14 with a first down with about 2 minutes 40 seconds to play in the third quarter, leading 27-0.
Nice drive that time for Classical, just not quite able to finish and get points, which is unfortunate for the Rams.
So Peabody with a first down as they start at their 14-yard line. And Santos chugs around left end, and he's ripped down out of bounds as he got to around the 21. Danny Maria in on the stop. So this possession starts at the 14 for Peabody. And so it's a 7-yard gain. Second down and 3. 2.5 minutes to play third quarter. Match writing for the Salem News tonight, obviously, and tweeting as well.
Trying to keep the masses updated.
Do you have a quota? Do you have a tweet quota you have to do, Matt, every game?
Depends on what's going on in the game. Some games get a lot of updates, and some not as many.
DeMea, the fullback, takes the handoff. He gets the first down, charging up ahead strongly to the 38-yard line, just about to the 38.
28.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, Phil Stacy, St. Joel, Nunez picks off a tip sideline pass, races 41 yards. That's the Witches 13-3 now, 1:58 to go in the third quarter. Salem up on top. And it's a pitch play back to Santos. A little slow developing, and he gets 2 yards out to the 30. Classical defense there, not too fooled there.
Not much running room that time.
Three quarters gone by. Fenwick hanging on to a 12-7 lead over there. Bishop Fenwick playing host to Austin Prep tonight with just the one loss. Ooh, Manchester down 18-0 to start the fourth quarter. Linfield. Both teams were undefeated, I think, coming in league play in that game. Linfield, Manchester, Essex. Here's the quarterback, D'Amato, handing off for a run play, and a flag goes down. After the play is over.
I didn't see what happened there.
No.
Looked like a late handoff, sort of a draw play maybe. I suppose it was Santos down there at the bottom of the pile.
Santos was the ball carrier for a short gainer, a couple of yards, and a penalty against Classical. And this will be a big one. So a 15-yarder marched off against the Rams, puts the ball all the way out to the 47-yard line.
Wow. I figure that was like a face mask or something along those lines.
Oh, St. Mary's won tonight, 32-8, as they improved to 4-1 on the year.
Spartans will be a threat in the playoffs in Division 5 for sure.
Yeah, they beat Archbishop Williams. So, Williams was coming in with just the one loss, too, in the game tonight. I think that was a 6 o'clock start, so that's why they're over a little earlier, I guess. Here's a pitch play. Off on the right side, Santos taking it, charges off the right side of the line, still going strong, picks up 8 yards out down to the Classical 45 or 46. Call it the 46, so maybe it's a little more like 7 yards, but just a few seconds left here now in the third quarter there at Manning Field and Lynn.
Tanner's doing a much, much better job getting those pitch passes, plays outside, the last 2 weeks. Not much running room outside, but they're finding it here this week.
All right, we've come to the end of three quarters. The score, Peabody 27, Classical nothing, here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Ready for the first play of the fourth quarter. Coming back here, Peabody leading 27-0. They have the football at the Lynn Classical 46-yard line. Here at Manning Field in Lynn. And it looks like the rain is pretty much over here. So it's pretty much drying out here a little bit here. And it's a run play for Peabody High School, taking the handoff. But the Tanners is Jake Doherty, the junior, slamming off the left side of the line, dancing ahead to the Classical, inside the Classical 40. 38, right on the 38. First down run. So we're just underway, fourth quarter. Of course, we've been hyping the game tomorrow. Spread the word. The Marblehead Beverly game could be for the NEC North title. Certainly the winner of that game is in the driver's seat moving forward.
Yeah, especially if Beverly wins, they'd have a game lead on everybody.
And give us to the tailback Santos from the 38 down to the 35.
Is that Doug or was that?
I know it might not be Santos.
It's Shawam DeRosa, I think, number 31.
Yeah, I think you're right. Junior DeRosa. Junior DeRosa, senior. So DeRosa takes a handoff. We're just underway here in the fourth quarter with Peabody up 27-0 over Lynn Classical. Classical shut out last week, too, against Danvers. So they are struggling for points here this season. This time the handoff is, that was 27, right?
Alex,
I don't have
D'Angelo
a 27.
Perhaps?
I don't have a 27 here.
Is there no 27 there?
No.
I know the Tanners have a big roster this year. They've had some issues with the numbers. Nicholas, they're saying?
Huh.
I don't know him. He's new.
Okay.
Looks like Santos might be taking the rest of the night off.
Yeah, could be. Probably the case here. And the quarterback still in there. D'Amato hands off, diving it down inside the 25 to the 24.
Doherty once more. Yeah, Doherty once more.
Doherty. So Peabody kind of just running it down, kind of diving it into the line, getting the clock running here, up by the 27-0. We're in the fourth quarter, 8.5 minutes to play. Two wideouts far side left. D'Amato with the I formation behind him in the backfield. Pitch play to the tailback, who's cut down without a gain. Running back there. Was that the same person we had earlier, 27?
Yeah, 27.
Yeah.
Nicholas Lustig, it sounds like.
Okay.
So bring up third and about 13, maybe 14?
Yeah, I think 13, yeah. 13. You can email us at our email address, msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com, or follow us on our Twitter feed throughout the week for updates and tips on our postings at msonewsports. Don't forget Trending Now with Josh Arnold, Fridays at 10, the North Shore political talk show. There's all kinds of politics happening locally. Here's a run play. This is Tyler Rotundo, the junior, taking it, but getting pretty much nothing, maybe a yard or two inside the 30 to about the 29. 7.5 minutes to play in the game. Rotundo, the ball carrier. Yep, Josh Arnold trending now. Friday's at 10 here. And there is no North Shore Sports Night Show Monday night, this Monday night, due to Columbus Day. You get the day off, Matt, Columbus Day?
I believe I do. I might catch the Bruins.
Oh, really?
Hosting Tampa Bay. That could be a tough one for the home team.
Ooh. Tough one. What was that, Thursday, 6-2, opening up with a loss?
Definitely not ideal.
Here's a D'Amato. Blitz coming on, and he's taken down. And there's Laguerre coming in and taking him down outside the 35. So Chandler Laguerre, again, shining at those skill positions, this time on defense for Classical High School, making the stop.
With no points that time for Peabody, but a seven-minute drive started at their own 14 and, started running into different personnel when they reached the Classical 26 and did what they wanted to that time. Didn't give Classical a short field and took up a lot of clock.
Winthrop-Gloucester game that was scheduled for tonight postponed due to the incident in Winthrop. Did you guys hear anything more on that? Any late news at all later in the week?
Not much. I know Coach Driscoll had some comments to the Boston Herald. People can log on the Herald and check those out. Didn't sound like Coach Driscoll was too thrilled with what's happened to his team here, and hope to be back next week.
Yeah. Wakefield beat Stoneham tonight 7-6. Coach Steve Murphy in his first year at Wakefield High School. There's a run play for Classical. Danny Maria taking it and dancing off the right side of the line, bouncing around a little bit for maybe 2 or 3 yards. Witches lead now 13-3 over Swampscott. And that's got to be moving into the fourth quarter as well. Shawshin, the Rams, too? I didn't realize that.
I believe they are the Rams.
Yeah, it looks like I got
a couple of different
tweet
Rams
here.
Out there.
Yeah.
Looks like Ipswich holding a 10-0 lead over Amesbury. That's a bit of a surprise.
I saw you guys, the picks. Did Gianna pick Ipswich? Somebody picked them, I thought.
That was my upset pick this week.
Oh, that was you. Okay.
Should have picked it out of a hat. I wasn't expecting much, and then I
don't say that, Matt. Well, don't say that.
We have to be honest. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
You know,
in other words, you weren't sure who was going to win, and you just had a hunch.
Well, I'd like it. Ipswich has played some really good teams, pretty tough. Newburyport and others, and it seemed like maybe they were primed for a breakthrough, and we'll see if they can hold on to this lead over Amesbury.
Looks like Triton leading Newburyport 14-7. That's almost like a real transition here, folks, from what Matt was just talking about.
It's pretty good. It's pretty
yeah.
good.
As close as we're going to get to an actual professional-sounding transition here tonight. 5:11 to go here. First down for Classical out inside, at their 47-yard line. And a flag, too much time, I think.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Matt Jenkins reporting it's 13-12, Austin Prep.
Wow. That would be a big win.
Austin Prep scoring fourth quarter, 9:52 there. Oh, the rush failed, so they had a conversion. So it's a one-point game. They got to work some magic there over there. First down, 15 for Classical from the 43. And a little shovel pass to Laguerre, and he stopped right at the line of scrimmage and then pushed way back.
Yes.
All kinds of Tanners. There are like five of them there. But leading the way was Cam Cordero blitzing in from that pretty much a free safety spot, I believe.
Yeah, he's had a nice game for himself, kind of slashing in there and run support. He's really been a difference maker.
Well, this is probably the game that Coach Betancourt wanted from his Tanners a little bit. Mixing up the offense a little bit, showing a few different looks, letting people get touches and so on. And then defensively here. Here's Classical with a second down and 15 from their 43. Loria out of the shotgun. Laguerre in motion, fake handoff to him. Roll out right side. Loria throwing, heaving it, batted down incomplete. And that was batted away.
Could have been Gutierrez in coverage. 20. I couldn't tell.
I can't either. I wonder if it was Doherty. No, maybe not.
He was in the area.
Yeah.
24?
This guy, yeah. No, it was 24. That's exactly. But he wasn't on my chart, so wait a minute. That was Tyler Rotundo. Yeah,
oh, Rotundo, the young guy.
Yeah, it was 24,
some,
yeah.
Mixing in some different personnel here for the Tanners. Good learning experience with so many young guys.
And you like to see coaches do this. I do anyway, because here's Laguerre throwing way down, a little wobbler way down on the left side. It's incomplete, intended for Nieves. Well, he had plenty of length on that, but the ball kind of wobbled around a little bit, but that wasn't the problem. Nieves just couldn't get to the ball. An incomplete pass.
You know, I think Villani and Cordaro gave him just enough to think about on that one and
yeah.
did the job.
Big night for Doug Santos, I guess, tonight.
Yeah, 21 carries, 145 yards, the two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And workmanlike day at the office for
yeah,
Doug.
Yeah, really. Nothing spectacular for him.
Punt on this one.
Yeah, Brown takes it. Boots, actually not Brown, but someone else punting there for Classical High School. And it rolls without a return for Peabody High School. So no return. So Johan Marcali with the punt for Classical.
Just about 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, winding it down here tonight.
Guessing we'll need our rosters here, Bill. Who knows how many different guys they'll be running in and out on this possession.
Well, again, what I was saying is, and we talk about it a lot in our broadcast about coaches that, you know, when you're in a situation like this, I know nothing's certain, but to bring kids in to work the bench a little bit at this time is clearly the thing to do, sportsman thing to do, and it does pay off in the following year or later on in the season. I think we have a new quarterback here for Peabody.
Number four, maybe Cole Cousy. I know they used him in these situations a couple of times earlier in the year.
Yeah, a sophomore. Looks like, no, it's
number
Noel.
Seven.
Oh, seven?
Looks like a seven.
Tom Kimber is a quarterback in seven for Peabody.
Thomas Kimber, a junior.
So the ball carrier was Junior DeRosa. So clock runs with just over 2.5 minutes to play in this game. 27-0. Peabody is leading Lynn Classical High School here tonight. For Peabody, looking to pick up their second win of the year.
Second via shutout as well, interestingly enough.
And here's a handoff that appears to be a little scramble for the football at the 27.
Well, Classical's got it, so maybe it won't be a shutout after all. I could have jinxed them.
So that's Matt Williams, Peabody fans, from the Salem News.
I don't know if they go to 2-3, both wins be a shutout. I don't know if they might want to have a win where they give up a point or two just so that it's not a condition. You know, that way if the other team scores a point, you don't feel doomed.
Oh, wow, bailing yourself out. I like it.
We don't want 100% of wins be a shutout. I don't know if that's... doesn't seem likely to reoccur time and again.
No, I think you're right, Matt, and I think the folks that might have been initially upset at that last comment or think you might have jinxed the team, not the case, not at all. You're right. It's a much better thing to do.
Interestingly enough, Peabody went about 9.5 seasons without getting any shutouts, so I think they'll take anyone that they can get here.
Peabody just called a timeout there.
I'm trying to make sure. That's sort of the other end of this equation when you're running guys in and out, making sure everybody gets a snap or two. Sometimes you have to take that time out and make sure there's 11 on the field or the correct number of guys at the different positions.
That's true, yeah. Again, tomorrow it is Beverly playing host to Marblehead at Endicott College, 12 noon kickoff, and it's a first place battle in the NEC North. A long throw down for Laguerre down at the 1 yard line. It's incomplete. Two defenders there for Peabody High School. Laguerre, tailgate down right on the goal line. Coming up after that, back defensively. Two different Peabody defenders. Just 2 minutes to play, too. I'm not sure if this is the two-minute warning here being given out. Brought to you in part tonight by Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Honeydew Donuts. 2 minutes to play. Classical gives a handoff, and Danny Maria takes it to the 25 from the 29-yard line, about a four-yard gain for the senior Ram running back. Picking up the football after the Peabody fumble. I guess he's to the 26. Make it a three-yard gain. Under 2 minutes to play here. You have a game. Oh, yeah, you're at the
Danvers English tomorrow.
Yeah. How good is Danvers, Matt, do you think?
I think they're decent. They could be an interesting sleeper there in Division III. I think, you know, Beverly and Tewksbury are kind of the top two, and then everybody else is on that same level. You know, Danvers had the overtime loss against Marblehead, so, you know, they're pretty close to each other.
Well, I guess we'll know a lot. Ooh. Ooh, there's a pass catch right along the line of scrimmage, a little behind the line of scrimmage, and then a terrific, I want to say horrific, but a terrific hit by Peabody. Probably either one would apply. Yeah, I think we'll know, you know, considering what happens with that score tomorrow, then we'll know a little bit more about where Danvers stands too in a way, because you're right, after the they battled Marblehead back. I know Marblehead had a few injuries in that at one point, but still.
They did, yeah.
But they rallied back, and they played tough all year, has Danvers.
Yeah, well, the Falcons will have Beverly next week and Peabody the following week.
That's
so
right,
They'll be very well tested. Those will be two great games we're looking forward to.
And that Beverly game's at Fenwick next Friday. Here's a long pass down for Laguerre, tipped around, incomplete.
Is that Rotundo on the coverage once more?
Yeah, two defenders there. Falling incomplete.
So they'll turn it over on downs with 51 seconds to go. Peabody will be running out the clock. Whether they opt to run any plays or not, we'll see. But ball on the 27 caught.
Call it the 27, 27-yard line, and the Rams are out.
Looks like they are taking the knee.
Yeah.
Based on the formation here.
Yeah, tight formation. They put the knee down, get the clock rolling, and that'll it's going to do it here for us, pretty much. And they'll have to probably do one more snap here. We got a final score here. Going to check our updates here before I let you go here, Matt. I know you got to run to the field here. See if we have anything more. Oh, Fenwick's back on top. But I don't know the score. Conversion. Fenwick up 20-13 with 7:41 to play. So a little back and forth, and the game is over here. Time is run down. Final score, 27-0. Well, Matt, I know you do have to run.
At least we didn't jinx the shutout after all, Bill, you know?
No, you didn't, no.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it. And, you know, enjoy the game tomorrow, all right? I'll be listening.
All right, great. Thanks, Matt. Take care. Matt Williams from the Salem News with us. What we'll do here is we'll step aside. We're back with a quick wrap-up of this game here tonight from Manning Field and Lynn.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969?
Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Recapping the scoring in tonight's 27-0 Peabody win over Lynn Classical, Eric DeMeo scored on a 63-yard fullback trap in the first quarter with 7:24 to play. 63 yards it went. The D'Amato point after kick was good, and it was 7-0 Peabody. Peabody would score with the first snap of the second quarter on a 60-yard pass play from Matt D'Amato to Evan Thompson. The point after kick by D'Amato was good. It was 14-0 Peabody. Also in the second quarter, with 30 seconds to play, Doug Santos would score, and he would score from 1 yard out. The kick failed. It was 20-0 Peabody at the half. Santos would score one more time, his second touchdown in the third quarter, and that would be a 3 yard run. Point after kick by D'Amato was good. Four touchdowns for Peabody, two of them from Doug Santos, and Santos finishes with about 150 yards of rushing tonight in this game against Lynn Classical. We're going to step aside. We'll tell you what's ahead here on MSO News Sports. We'll also take a look at a couple of scores if we get them here. So hang in there with us here on this Friday night North Shore High School football on MSONewsSports.com. And a special thanks to Matt Williams from the Salem News for joining us for tonight's broadcast. We'll be right back.
Enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of the John Hughes classic, The Breakfast Club, at the Lynn Auditorium October 17th. It will be followed by a discussion and a question and answer session with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, there are just a handful of tickets left to the super VIP after party with Molly. Upcoming shows include the Steve Miller Band, November 5th, The Price is Right, November 6th. You'll have a great time and have a chance to win prizes. For tickets, go to LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber, in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel on the playing field as well as the classroom. Male and female winners are chosen each month. Student athletes who have a B or better average are nominated by their coaches. And nominations are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Lynn. Final score here, Peabody 27, Lynn Classical nothing. And other scores look like Salem is going to knock off Swampscott tonight. They're up 19-3 with that game late. Wakefield beats Stoneham tonight, 7-6. And looks like a tight one at Fenwick tonight. Fenwick was up, but Austin Prep has taken over late in that game. It's less than a touchdown difference there, so that is up for grabs at Bishop Fenwick tonight. What I want to tell you about is tomorrow. Tomorrow here on MSO News Sports, live video streaming coverage at noon tomorrow of the Marblehead at Beverly game. The game is going to be played at Endicott College. Marty Smith will join me for that broadcast tomorrow here on MSONewsSports.com. And again, spread the word on that one. You can email us at our email address at MSONewsSports@gmail.com, MSONewsSports@gmail.com, or follow us on Twitter. We'd like to follow you. Have you follow us on Twitter. We do a lot of updates during the course of the week here on the website and breaking news or whatever and stuff on our features. So we hope you'll check us out on that on Twitter. And also North Shore Sports Night Monday night at 7, but there is no program this Monday night due to Columbus Day. So with Matt Williams and our whole team here at MSONewsSports.com, Rick Moore, Tim Kearns, Paul Ingram, and others, I'm Marty Smith. I'm Bill Newell, wishing you a great weekend. We'll see you again tomorrow sometime around 11:30 on Channel A. We'll keep you posted, and we got a lot of things happening this weekend here on the website, so stay with us for that. So have a great night. Once again, our final score from Manning Field and Lynn, Peabody 27, Lynn Classical nothing. And this is MSONewsSports.com.